stretching all the way from Oregon and California to New Jersey and New England. So you don't see such a large high-pressure area, but it's the reason why the weather's going to be so nice the next few days. Afternoon temperatures not far from 60, nighttime temperatures in the 40s. You don't have to watch for that patchy late night and morning fog just about each day through the weekend. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
Welcome in on this November 4th, 2016 edition of the Cabranes Law Hour. Coming up to 10 minutes after 1 o'clock, that means you are listening live to this quality radio station, and that means you can call the attorneys right now with any legal question you might have. 634-WRJN is the number to call. Line up anything that you have to talk about that is of a legal nature. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. In the studio, we have attorney Jack Cabranes. Good morning, Mr. Attorney. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Klein. Congratulations to you and your Cubs.
Thank you, sir. I am beyond exhausted.
I understand.
Yeah, it's been pretty emotional.
Oh, I was there in 2012.
So I forgot to tell Jordan Schrader, who's also an attorney with the Cabranes Law Office and a frequent contributor to this quality radio program, that you're in charge today. So just go ahead.
Well, I'm in charge. Great. Well, I was just, I wanted to tell everyone listening that if you, have a team that you want to win, call me and I'll root for the other team and they'll probably win.
Were you rooting for the Indians against my Cubs?
I was, but I also was rooting for Nebraska and Wisconsin beat them. I was rooting for the Packers and they lost. It's been a rough week.
You are from Nebraska. You would have been rooting for the Huskers.
Yes.
That was a good game.
Great game.
Mm-hmm. Great result, too.
Horrible result.
We also have Shanaz Lakdawala, one of the fine attorneys at the Cabranes Law Office in studio. Who were you cheering for in the World Series?
I didn't have a team, but by the end of it, I was rooting for the Cubs.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just felt for them.
Come on, Shanaz. Why were you rooting for the Cubs?
No. I honestly just felt for them, and there were some hot players on that.
Yes, that's what I thought. That's what I figured. How are your Kings doing, Attorney Cabranes?
Well, they won last night.
That's good.
But they're not really very good this year. No goaltending.
Jonathan Quick got injured
20 minutes into the season.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, and his backup got injured shortly thereafter. So they're down to their minor league goaltenders as their number one and their number two.
Attorney Cabranes is Wisconsin, maybe the Midwest, number one Los Angeles Kings hockey fan. What is the L.A. Kings American Hockey League team name?
The Ontario Reign.
See, I knew he would know. Well, I thought he would know. That's how big a fan he is. He actually stays up and watches the games.
Oh, I know.
See, my challenge during the last couple of weeks of the Cubs playoffs run is not only were the games running late, but many times I had a substitute for our early morning guy, Mike Clemens. So not only was I up late, but I had to be in here by about 5 a.m.
Oh, I know. I know how it works because when I watch those West Coast games, they start at 9:30 at night, usually around midnight, 12:30, and I have to be in the office or in court at 8:30 in the morning. So
because otherwise you could record them and then watch them the next morning, but you have legal responsibilities.
I do have legal responsibilities.
You must have had some legal responsibilities because you actually are attired this afternoon as an attorney.
Well, every once in a while you actually do have to work.
Why do you have the suit on this morning? That's how out of it I am. Of course, I've been here since 5:30 this morning. Why do you have the attorney's attire on this afternoon, sir?
Because this morning I was fighting for justice in the Kenosha County Circuit Court.
How'd that go?
Generally pretty well. I kept one client out of jail.
That's a win.
Another client is headed for trial in January, but we're now attorney Lakdawala and I are now battling one of the largest companies in the world,
Google
to get some information in that case, and Google isn't cooperating, and we're sharpening our knives.
I know what you guys should do, Shanaz.
What?
Google it.
Google how to fight Google.
Forgot the rim shot.
Hold on. I'm telling you guys should absolutely be in charge this morning, this afternoon. If I say this morning one more time, I owe you, each of you guys a drink and a Coke for you, sir. Well, we're going to take your call, 634-WRJN. I need your guys' help this afternoon, obviously. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Perhaps you need the help of the attorneys. That's why we're here. 634-WRJN. You can talk to them personally, and or you can call the Cabranes Law Office right now and make an appointment for a first complimentary visit at 262-638-0529. That is the number of the actual law office of the Cabranes's, 638-0529. And what is happening there right now, Attorney Cabranes?
Operators are standing by to take your call.
It's a beautiful thing. That's what I'm saying. So just in the last couple of hours, this legal ruling came down on the Bridgegate scandal.
I heard about that.
In New Jersey. And if you folks don't know what this story is about, is that apparently in retribution for a local mayor not supporting the reelection campaign of Governor Chris Christie.
The mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who that is?
No. I know where it is.
The mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey. He did not support Chris Christie for reelection, and then apparently, and they were found guilty today, mm-hmm. Christie's aides just basically caused a massive traffic jam into Fort Lee.
Out of Fort Lee because what happens is that if those of you who are familiar with New York, I know mm-hmm. Shanaz is, and if you're not familiar with New York, there are all kinds of bridges that cross the Hudson River and tunnels across the Hudson River at various points to get you across. What they did, apparently, they've proven it now, but apparently what they did was they did what the Wisconsin DOT is very fond of doing, is they closed off a whole bunch of lanes and apparently did no work. And so what happened was, I mean, you can imagine the amount of people going into Manhattan and going into New York to work, and apparently the traffic jams were just unbelievable. How that actually affects the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, is a question that
That's what I was going to ask you, because I heard their defense attorney, which could have been you guys, given that you do defense work,
right,
saying that they never proved that there was any damage done to the mayor. How could they have come up with the ruling guilty that they did if there was no proof that they actually did it? Damage to the one that was claiming the damage, the mayor of Fort Lee.
Yeah, I the problem is Chris Christie, up until this year, I generally like Chris Christie, but this year he's shown his true colors. The rap on him has always been that he's a vindictive SOB, and as it turns out, maybe there's more truth to that than one would have been led to believe prior to this year.
The most amazing thing about this story is not that there was a political vendetta in a place like New Jersey, of course, but there's apparently absolutely no proof that Governor Christie knew anything about it. How is that possible?
Well, you know, that's, I gotta tell you, that's deniable. Deniable plausibility or plausible deniability. That's what it is. If your top aides are involved in this, chances are really high that it's coming from the top. And for those of you of a certain age, I just take you back to Richard Nixon. They were going after his top aides in the Watergate investigation, and eventually they've wound up with some evidence on Nixon, but
that was after the fact, though.
That was after the fact, and this is after the fact. And when you think about it,
not as far as Christie is concerned.
Well, I mean, you know that they were looking at Christie at one point.
No, they subpoenaed his emails. They did a very thorough investigation. Do you think it's possible, or how possible is it, that Chris Christie is very lucky that Julian Assange from WikiLeaks did not hack his emails.
Well, you know.
And release them.
if Chris Christie had been actually running for president, my suspicion is that there would have been some leaked emails there. But I think it stretches credibility to think that Chris Christie was not involved. It just runs counter to his whole personality. I mean, look at what he did. Look at what he did at the Republican debates. You know, he basically became like the suicide bomber with the sole intent to take out Marco Rubio. He knew he had absolutely no chance of winning, but he was in the tank for Trump at that point, and he blew up Marco Rubio in the Republican debate. So, you know, that's the kind of guy I think we're dealing with here. You know, he's a, you know, love him or hate him, you know, he claims to be always telling the truth and always being very honest, but it looks like there is a vindictive, sneaky side to him that, at least I didn't suspect was there until recently.
One of the things that is indisputable is that anybody that's leading anything creates the atmosphere of which people work in. We have now seen this absolutely crystal clear with these hacked emails from Hillary's campaign. We know exactly, I mean, if there was ever any doubt, exactly what they're about. How does, you lead your law office at the Cabranes Law Office, how do you go about creating an atmosphere that is conducive to positive legal results, that is pleasant work environment, and that accomplishes what you want to accomplish?
Well, it happens all by accident. In all honesty, we try to approach things, as a team. The staff tries to help the attorneys as much as possible. We try not to overburden our staff. There's very little conflict. You know, one of the things that I always hated, I've had office jobs before, and I've worked in places where there is a lot of internal conflict. And which is not to say that we don't fight with each other, because we do. But it's more of,
hold on for a second. You fight with each other?
Yeah, not physically. But you know, sometimes
who's the dirtier fighter, Jordan or Shanaz?
Well, I haven't really had a chance to really fight with them, but Jordan's definitely more manipulative.
I was going to say, as soon as I said it, Jordan started blushing, so that was a tell right there.
Yeah.
what do you think Attorney Cabranes means by it, that you're more manipulative? And if that's true, how do you use that to your benefit for your clients?
I don't know what he's talking about. Honestly, it's,
well, turn it around, attorney. Make the case.
I don't even remember your questions.
All right, that's fair enough. I will. What do they say in court? Asked and answered.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to ask again, so it can be answered. We were talking about that you guys have some healthy debates. Attorney Cabranes said that there's fighting, not physical fighting.
In fairness to Jordan and Shanaz, and even to Claire, who's not here with us, the infighting really isn't among the lawyers. Sometimes it's, you know, the secretaries, when you hover over them, you know, they get a little cranky or things like that. So it's you know, and it's like any family. I mean, I do try to create that family atmosphere in the office where we're all looking to help each other out.
Are you bailing Jordan out right now?
I am, because
I just want to make sure that because people are listening, they know what just happened, and see, this is the kind of advocacy that you get from the Cabranes Law Office.
You know, we try very hard to keep a lot of, in fact, I think pretty much everybody in our office has children, except for the attorneys, And I mean, the staff has. And so, you know, there are times when there's school issues or health issues or something like that with the kids. You know, we never give anybody any flack about that. Just, you know, go take care of your family. Family comes first in the Cabrinas Law Offices. If that means that, you know, something that, you know, needed to be done by somebody on today and they can't be here because there's a family emergency, well, somebody else will pick up the slack. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we've always tried to do it. It helps, you know, in, I think, the team-building mentality. As a consequence, we tend to move forward as a unit as opposed to individually. And that's really what I've always tried to do. Sometimes, you know, we haven't had the right pieces in the office. Sometimes we have. Right now, we've got a good group, and hopefully it'll stay that way for a while.
Yeah, Go ahead.
I've been working for, you know, at the office since January, and since then I have had no issues with anyone. I think it's a really pleasant work environment. We're all very helpful to each other. If there are any questions, I know that I can, you know, go to the staff or go to Attorney Cabrinas, and he'll, you know, everyone's willing to help. So it's a good environment to work in for sure.
That was Shanaz. Jordan?
Well, I was just going to say he's not just saying that because he said that when I first started to me, even when other people weren't listening.
What does that mean?
It means that he's being honest. And that's also what you expect when you come in. You expect honesty.
Ooh, direct.
Is that another rim shot?
What are you drinking right now?
It's raspberry lemonade.
Ooh. And we're bringing it up for the whole class?
Well, the large was only 10 cents more. I couldn't say no.
Okay. That's Jordan Schrader. She's sitting next to Shanaz Lakhdawala, who are the associates of the Cabrinas Law Office. We have Jack Cabrinas in here, who's the chief poobah at the law office. You can call the law office right now at 638-0529. The first consultation is free, you guys. If you got any legal issue, come in. There's absolutely no obligation. You put your case down on the line, and they'll tell you if they can help you or not and what it's going to take. 262-638-0529 is that number. The number at the radio station right now to call. You can ask questions right now. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. You guys have been in practice for over two decades. You talked about within the practice that family comes first. How much have you been influenced by one aspect, an important aspect of your practice, which is family law, to take that philosophy and apply it to the people that work with you?
Well, I don't think it comes from family law, because honestly, when in most cases, and I think both Jordan and Shanaz can acknowledge that what I'm about to say is absolutely true. When you have a conflict involving family, those are some of the most vicious fights that you will ever see, and especially true when you're dealing with child custody issues and child placement issues. You have to try to be reasonable. You always have to remember that you're fighting for your client. Now, I think, you know, my view of how we run the office comes from a couple of places. One of them is, my father had his own business, and I worked for that business, and the employees and the family that was working in the business, we were all treated, well, like family. And it's important that people feel comfortable, that people want to come into work. Happy employees are productive employees, as a general rule.
But you see so much conflict in family law, just like you said.
Yeah.
And how much have you learned about how to deal with conflict within not only your office, but also dealing with the people that have come and have taken on your law firm to represent them?
Well, I think that you have to have boundaries, and you have to establish those boundaries right up front. You know, people who come in to see us are generally upset about something. They're upset because they're in the middle of a divorce, or they want to get a divorce, or they didn't want to get a divorce,
or they've got an OWI pending.
They've got a pending OWI, or, you know, there's a deportation proceeding or something along those lines.
Or something even significantly more serious. You guys do criminal defense issues as well.
Right. I mean, I've done homicides, first-degree intentional homicides, things like that. people are understandably upset about their situation. And you know, the reality, Glenn, is that when you have a lawyer in your life, it's generally not a good time for you. Things are going on that are not good because you don't generally go see a lawyer. In general terms, you generally don't go see a lawyer if things are going swimmingly. It's only when the wheels are coming off that you need some help.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, and so you know, part of our job, you know, when you hire a lawyer, just so that you understand, because a lot of people may never have hired a lawyer or don't really understand what a lawyer's role is. The lawyer has two roles. The first role is to try to resolve the matter as quickly and as painlessly as possible. And if that's not possible, then, you know, fight like heck to get the outcome that your client wants. You know, the nature of resolution, the nature of reaching an agreement means that people are not going to get everything that they want. You're going to have to give a little. So
what is this thing, compromise, you speak of?
Well, apparently it's not something that you hear much anymore.
No, you really don't. I'm reminded of a great scene. You ever see the docufilm on John Adams with Paul Giamatti playing John
Yes.
Adams? And there's Benjamin Franklin is played. I can't remember the guy's name, but he's a great actor. And he plays Benjamin Franklin. And he says in his kind of introduction to the film, he goes, "I'm an extreme moderate. Anybody not in favor of compromise should have fees cut off." And he motions towards his midsection, and he says, "And they should be sent to the Parliament," meaning England. He goes, "Where apparently they need stones." It takes chutzpah, it takes guts to compromise. Compromise is not weakness. Compromise, if you do it from a position of intelligence and what is in the best interest of, in your case, your client, it's a strength.
Well, I look at it as the uncertainty principle at play. And what I mean by the uncertainty principle is, when you go into a litigation situation, you know, your lawyer is not the judge. Your lawyer is not going to make the decision. Your lawyer is going to fight like heck to get what you want. But there's no guarantee. And any lawyer that promises you an outcome, run far, run fast. So, you know, there's no guarantee of a particular outcome. And so the reason that you try to reach an agreement, the reason that you try to compromise is because, you look at your best case scenario, you look at your worst case scenario. Your best case scenario sometimes is the other person's worst case scenario, so they have absolutely no reason or incentive to agree to anything because they're probably not going to do as badly in front of a judge. So somewhere in the middle is the opportunity to compromise and to reach an agreement that gives you at least most of what you want.
Because there's so much at stake and there's so much to consider when going to court. I mean, you want a positive result, but you want your client to win. So I can't recommend these guys enough. It's the Cabranes Law Office. This is the Cabranes Law Hour. I'm going to give you two numbers right now. One is the office number. You can call right now and make an appointment that is complimentary. It's 638-0529. The area code is 262-638-0529. That's the office number. The radio station number here at 28 minutes until 2 o'clock on this Friday is 634-WRJN, 634-9756. After we get back from our news block, we'll take your calls on anything legal for the attorneys from the Cabranes Law Office on the Cabranes Law Hour.
It's fall, and the ever-changing weather can make it hard to keep your home comfortable. Don't sweat it. Talk to the specialists at Keystone Heating and Air Conditioning.
And the AccuWeather forecast. Very unusual weather map shows a high-pressure area stretching all the way from Oregon and California to New Jersey and New England. Usually you don't see such a large high-pressure area, but it's the reason why the weather is going to be so nice the next few days. Afternoon temperatures not far from 60, nighttime temperatures in the 40s. You do have to watch for that patchy late night and morning fog just about each day through the weekend. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400. WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions.
For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
The Cabranes Law Hour is conveniently brought to you by Cabranes Law Offices, LLC. No attorney-client relationship is being created. This show is intended to provide legal information and not legal advice. The attorneys have neither the time or the information during the show to fully review your particular legal issue. Be aware that in some cases, time limits may apply in the prosecution of your case, and you should seek legal assistance as soon as possible. Cabranes Law Offices, LLC, makes no representation that the information provided today has specific application to your particular legal issue. This is the Cabranes Law Hour. We're taking your calls because the attorneys can help you. That's what we do. The attorneys can help you. So it's about 20 minutes to 2 o'clock. It's Friday afternoon. You've got a legal issue. You've got some stress legally in your life, or you know somebody that does. Just give us a call at the station, 634-WRJN. That's 634-9756. You out of breath there?
No.
You're breathing awful heavy. I know I have a sexy voice, but you know what I'm saying.
It's the beard that does it for me.
Thank you. 634-9756. 634-WRJN is the number to call. The number to call the law office is 638-0529. 262-638-0529. And Jordan, what is happening at your office right now?
Operators are standing by.
You got to get closer to the microphone if you're
doing
it right.
Operators are standing by.
They really are, too, aren't they?
Yes. If you call, somebody will answer.
638-0529 is the Cabranes Law Office number at 634-WRJN-9756.
Hey, Glenn, I do want to take this opportunity to say this.
Talk to me.
If somebody out there is looking for a job, yeah. I have a job for you.
Really?
I do.
I might be available.
I'm looking for...
Especially after this show.
I'm looking... Well, I understand that, actually. I'm looking for a legal assistant. No prior experience necessary. All you got to do is, you know, be pleasant, be able to answer the telephone.
I'm done with that.
Do a little light filing, a little light typing. And here's the kicker, though. You need to speak Spanish. So if you're bilingual... you're a pleasant person. I can overlook some deficiencies because we'll train you. Okay. But I really need somebody to speak Spanish, to work either full or part time. But I need somebody. So if there's anybody out there, if you're listening and you speak Spanish and you need a job, give me a call. No legal experience. We'll train. And if you know somebody who fits that bill, I would be eternally grateful to you if you'd send them over to me.
The number to call, and they could leave a message with you at the law office, yes,
sure,
is 638-0529, or what's the website and the email?
It's CabranesLawOffices.com. You can send the email to CabranesLawOffices@yahoo.com, or just go to the website, CabranesLawOffices.com, and you can send the message through there.
And Cabranes is spelled C-A-B as in boy, R-A-N as in Nancy, E-S, Cabranes Law Office. Office or offices?
Offices. Because we have actually two offices. We have our Racine office and we have a Milwaukee office as well.
What's the difference between the two offices, Attorney Cabranes?
We do work in one of them and we just meet people in the other.
What?
Well, you know, the Milwaukee office is a satellite office. We don't staff it. We just meet.
Oh, that's the, you meet people there.
We just meet people there.
You still meet people at the Racine office, though, too.
Right. We meet people at the Racine office, and that's where all the work gets done. But if it's more convenient for somebody who works in Milwaukee to come and see us in Milwaukee, maybe, early afternoon, early morning appointment or something like that, give us a call. Tell us that you want to meet us in Milwaukee, and we'll be more than happy to set up an appointment for you in the Milwaukee office.
I have been dying to ask you this question. Well, dying. We're all dying. Nobody gets out alive, Shanaz. Mm-hmm. You know this, right?
I know.
Okay. And that really should affect our attitudes and our perspective. Because you're willing to venture an opinion, And because you are, what are you laughing about?
Are you saying that I'm opinionated?
Is that an understatement? And because you're politically tied in and informed, of all the WikiLeaks emails that were hacked, apparently by probably the Russians, from Hillary Clinton's aides, have you seen anything in those things that could speak to a illegal operation or an illegal behavior?
I can't say that I've seen all of them. I can't say that I've seen a whole most of them. I unfortunately am kind of like most people, that we just get the condensed version from either radio or TV or whatever website you go to and get your information from that website. But you know, I think that what I have heard, true or not is a different issue, is that the FBI investigation has expanded now to include the Clinton Foundation and allegations of pay for play from Mrs. Clinton. If that's true, that's a problem. But, you know, I strongly suspect that what you're going to see here happen here is, let's say that where there's smoke, there's actually fire, and she does actually get charged with something. This woman is never going to go to trial. Anybody who thinks that they're going to see her in prison is crazy. Richard Nixon didn't go to prison.
And why is that, Attorney Cabranes?
Because the moment Richard Nixon resigned, the President of the United States, Gerald Ford, pardoned him for crimes that he hadn't even been convicted of.
Or even indicted of.
Or even indicted. And so, you know, what you may be voting for on Tuesday is President Kaine and not President Clinton, because it may be a very short presidency.
Well, she mentioned her height yesterday on the stump, you know.
Did she?
Yeah, she said that when she receives the baton from President Obama, that he'll have to reach down really low. I swear to God she said this, because he's a very tall man, and she's not so tall.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, well.
What do you think the possibility is that either Obama, all right, so let's say Hillary wins on Tuesday, which likely she will. Let's say, what are the chances are that either Obama pardons Hillary going into office or she pardons herself?
Well, I don't know that she can pardon herself, because I think that'd be an interesting constitutional question. One that I honestly don't have an answer for, and I don't think that anybody would have an answer for it. That's something that a Supreme Court would have to
eventually decide.
But you
know, if there were any people that would have the chutzpah to do it, it'd be the Clintons.
Oh, sure, yeah. Sure. Because, assuming that anybody survives the investigation. But, you know.
We jest, folks. We jest.
You are. I'm not. there's too many, and no pun intended, smoking guns here. But
Well, you know what they say about Hillary with her experience? She knows where all the bodies are buried, and she probably put some there.
She put them there. You betcha. People did.
This is the Cabranes Law Hour. This is what happens here. I mean, I know we're talking about the Cabranes Law Office, but it's actually a really good radio show, and it gives you the opportunity to ask any question. We've had some amazing questions over the last couple of months. 634-WRJN is the number to call if you have any question or comment for the attorney. 634-WRJN, that's 634-9756. Any question of any legal nature. Have you voted yet, Shanaz?
No, I have not voted.
Are you
yet
going to vote, Shanaz?
I am going to vote.
Who are you
going to
vote for?
I like to keep that a secret.
Okay. Jordan, have you voted yet?
I have not voted.
Are you going to be voting?
I am.
And are you going to tell us who you're going to vote for?
Nope.
Nope. Now, see, this is what comes with age, Jack. We've already reviewed to the millions of listeners who we are voting for, both for president, for Racine County District Attorney, and for probably everything in between. This is what comes with seasoning.
Either that or we just don't care.
I grew up with people saying, you know, it's a secret, you don't need to talk about it. And maybe it's just because I've never been a big political talking family, and they just
Well, you don't need to talk about it. You don't need to. I ask people all the time. I ask, you know, I've got government leaders here all the time. I ask them specifically, who are you going to vote for? I ask in the primaries. I asked Senator Feingold. I said, who are you voting for, Bernie or Hillary? He wouldn't tell me. But then guys like Bob Wirch, the state senator from the, I want to say the 22nd district, he said, I'm voting for Bernie. Boom. I mean, you know, it's, but he's an older guy, too. Although Feingold's no spring chicken at this point.
Yeah, well, they're making political calculations, too, when they make those statements. Because when you think about it, you're aligning yourself with a particular person. So you might not necessarily think divulging that you're going to vote for Bernie, you know, if a lot of your constituents are Hillary people, you know, you might just irritate a lot of people. You know, that's the problem.
I think that's worse, though. I think he just doesn't care.
Well, you know, and I appreciate that. I like people who just come out and say, this is what I'm going to do, and, you know, that's the way it is. And, you know, that's why I got to tell you, and I've been holding this back now for several weeks, and I'm just going to let fly now.
I'm so glad we're recording.
I know. You know, I got to tell you, Russ Feingold is just an absolute, just an amazing hypocrite. You know, he clearly thinks that we have forgotten, and we have forgotten 2010, because, you know, he's got these ads out now where he's basically talking about how I've gone all around Wisconsin. I've been listening to you folks.
72 counties.
72 counties. I've been doing
for 2 years.
That's right. I've been listening, and I'm paying attention. You know, but here's the thing, and if Russ, you're listening, I'm telling you, if you had listened to the people in 2010, you'd still have a job.
If he's listening, he's not winning. Because he should be out there campaigning.
That's true.
I had him on this week.
But in 2010, if those of you who will remember, Russ Feingold came home, and that was in the middle of the Obamacare vote and the turbulence that was surrounding that. And people were yelling and screaming and talking and pleading with him not to pass the Obamacare. And he did what he felt like he was going to do. And he just ignored his constituents, and he went ahead and voted for Obamacare. How's that working out for you, by the way? Because I got to tell you, for the vast majority of us that are stuck with Obamacare, it's really not working out. But, you know, and the other thing is, and I'm going to use a word that Glenn is familiar with. He has the chutzpah.
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 He's
got the chutzpah. Yeah. Okay.
Feingold's familiar with it too, believe me.
Oh, I'm sure he is. But, you know, he has the chutzpah to make these comments about Ron Johnson, you know. I got to tell you, for a guy who built his reputation about being a clean politician, he's run one of the dirtiest campaigns that I have seen in my 56 years on this planet.
That is the attorney John Cabranes. It's his show. It's the Cabranes Law Hour. It's our radio station. This is WRJN. And caller, good afternoon. You're on the air with the attorneys.
Hello.
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 I had a question. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question about a work-related incident that happened. Are you able to answer something like that?
We can try. I mean, I used to do labor law from the employee's side about 10 years or so ago, so it's been a while since I've done a labor law case. I can give you some general information, maybe point you in the right direction. And, you know, if we can't help you, I can certainly, if you call the office, and leave a message, we can certainly get back to you with somebody who is an expert in that area.
Okay. The question is, I got hurt at my place of employment, and it was a year ago already, and I was told that there is going to possibly be some kind of settlement, and haven't heard anything and don't know, do I approach their insurance company or just wait till I'm totally going to be let go from the doctor probably next week. He should say everything's good.
You know, the guy who will be on sometime soon, by the way, who I would recommend that you talk to, is a guy by the name of Tom Durkin over at Becker, French, and Durkin. He does a lot of workman's comp. He does Social Security work. And so he can answer your question better than I can. But let me ask you this. While you're off of work right now?
I retired since this has happened.
You've retired.
Yes.
So were you getting at least a portion of your salary while you were laid up before you retired?
Yes.
Okay. So Tom Durkin's the guy that you really need to talk to. The name of his law firm is Becker, French, and Durkin.
Okay.
And you can let him know that I sent you over there, and he's been on the show. He'll be on the show again. So if you miss an opportunity to give him a call, I'm sure in the next couple of weeks he'll be on again, and you can ask him a question directly.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for calling. And now that number is available to you at 634-WRJN, 634-9756, to talk to the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office. And frankly, folks, I think that just speaks perfectly to the kind of folks that you will be calling when you talk to the Cabranes Law Office. If they can't help you, first of all, they're not going to charge you if it's your first visit. If they can't help you, they will find somebody who will potentially be able to assist you, and it won't cost you anything. That's pretty credible.
Yeah, if the caller is still listening, let me just say this to you. As a general rule, dealing directly with insurance companies is not a good thing. Insurance companies, their whole reason for existence is to minimize how much money they have to give you. So generally speaking, at some point, you really need to get some legal counsel and get some advice from the lawyer.
The number to call at the Cabranes Law Office is 262-638-0529, as I said, and I will repeatedly say, probably till, I'm done on the radio. That's the number to call for a free consultation, 638-0529. The number at the radio station is 634-WRJN. And caller, good afternoon. You are on the air with the attorneys.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm calling because I had fallen down two flights of stairs in January 2015. The attorney that I had was in Kenosha. I called him several times. I could never get anything from him. I guess I got a letter finally from him that the company has denied the charges. But what happened, there were no witnesses. I didn't know there were stairs where there was. I pulled the ligament in my knee. I had to have surgery. I had a big knot on my head. I've been having headaches ever since then. And I called another the attorney in Milwaukee, and he went on telling me that I needed a witness and all this, but there were no witnesses. When I fell, the manager of the store was not in. I left my name and my phone number for him to get in touch with me. The young man that I gave the number to, I didn't get his name. That's my mistake. But I didn't call the rescue squad. My daughter's a nurse. I called her and had her to come and take me to emergency. So I do have an emergency record that, from the fall. I don't know what else to do. I don't know if any attorney can help me with that. But if you can, I would really appreciate some information.
Okay. Well, we don't do that kind of work. The lady that we just had on before, I recommended that she call Tom Durkin, and I will give you Tom's office number so that you can call. You can call Tom.
And maybe our previous caller is listening still, and this is the number callers, plural, to call Tom. This is Tom Durkin. He does personal injury work.
He does personal injury. He does workman's comp. He does Social Security. And that's all he does. So it's
62-633-7530. Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
ma'am.
I'll
give him a call today.
You should. He's a really good guy. I think you'll be very happy with him.
All right. Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
You too.
Enjoy your weekend. Is it your weekend, you guys? When we get off the air, is that the official start of your weekend?
No, not mine. I have to head to Kenosha for a pretrial.
Oh, you got to do more work yet?
Yeah, and then after that, it's officially weekend.
What about you, Jordan?
For me, it's officially weekend. Not always, but today, yes.
Cocktails later?
If my heart desires, and I think it does.
But don't drink and drive. But if you do, and you find yourself in Dutch. Whoa, that's probably a very politically incorrect thing to say.
Oh, yeah, I tell you.
That I just said.
I'd file a complaint with the FCC. Let's see if we can get the FCC.
If you find yourself entrapped, perhaps, in trouble, whether you are guilty or not, that is not the issue at the Cabranes Law Office. What is the issue, Jack Cabranes?
Can they prove it? And that's all we care about. Now, we don't care about whether you did it. We don't care about whether you didn't do it. We believe that if anybody's going to get put in custody, that you don't lose your liberty unless the state can prove that you did what they say you did. And so the only thing that matters to us is what can they prove? If they can prove it, then, you know, we'll try to negotiate a resolution for you that makes sense for you. If they can't prove it, then we're ready to go to trial.
If you want the most expertise, the most proficient, the most dedicated law firm in Racine, Milwaukee, call the Cabranes Law Office. If they can't help you, they'll find somebody that you can be pointed to. What are you taking off your headsets for?
Well, it's 1 minute to two.
Yeah, but I mean, are you off now?
No, I work on Saturday mornings, and I also have a radio show on Sunday mornings and in Milwaukee, and so.
Well, we don't want to talk about that.
No, why not? I talk about this radio show in Milwaukee.
You do?
I do.
In Spanish?
In Spanish, that's right. I encourage my Spanish listeners to call and ask questions in English here.
If you guys remember, this week last week at this time, I was under significant stress because the Cubs were in the World Series, and now I'm not. Call the Cabranes Law Office 24/7. There are operators available to you, not 24/7, but you can leave a message. 262-638-0529. That's the Cabranes Law Office, 638-0529. Thank you, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Jordan, have a cocktail for me.
This has been a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Get your questions ready and tune in again next Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for your chance to call in right here on your radio friend WRJN.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.